Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 56 of Real Talk. My name is Jeremy, and if you didn't know, Batman threw me into a vat of milk, and now I'm known as the supervillain Milkman. Joining me is my co-host.
I'm Doug, and one day I was wandering down the sewers of Lower Manhattan when I stepped into some green ooze and turned into a tortoise. Now I'm known as the Tortoise Man, IT Man of the Ninja Turtles.
You just fix their computers?
That's all I do. They're turtles, man. They don't know anything.
I thought Donnie was smart, though.
Who do you think he learned it from?
I'm trying to fix my contrast. Okay, he learned it from you.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a jam-packed show that you're either going to love or hate. I don't know. Join us as we make you laugh, cry, and even cause depression until next week's show. We're also going to give away a free game. Doug, what game are we giving away?
We're giving away Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Awesome. So if you're interested in winning that game, tune in, keep listening, because at some point in the show, we're going to tell you how to win.
At some point. Yep.
I don't know when. Doug, do you know when? Because I don't.
It's at some point. We'll get around to it whenever we feel like it.
Okay. Well, that's cool stuff. Doug, listen, I want to tell you a story real quick.
Do it.
I've had some added stress into my life, sir.
What? Like, why?
Well, I've been playing this new game called Rust.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, if we get to 200 followers on Twitter, we will give away Rust.
That we will.
Another game. And we're getting close. So,
yeah, so go onto Twitter. You can find us at Real Talk Film. Follow us. And we've been posting stuff, so we also have to like retweet and follow. Well, obviously, have to follow. Help us get to 200, and you possibly win this game. Now, the deadline, our goal is to do it by like noon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, we're doing like a day, because otherwise it would be in a week. Okay, guys, we're really close now.
Yeah, we don't want to keep it going forever.
Yeah.
But for a day, we're good. And I think we can make it there. So let's do it. So win that game. I've been playing it. It's been an excellent title so far. I've soaked in a few hours into it, and I'll probably give it a brief review on the website. But this week, before we stepped into the news, I know you're a dog person.
Yeah.
And, I'm dog sitting this week.
Yeah.
And, it's not winning me over, man.
Really?
Yeah. Well, this dog cannot go outside, and, it's making me very depressed.
It was really funny.
It's
peeing
and pooping everywhere. Non-stop.
I was telling Katie about that. I was like, wait, hold on, sorry, we got a question. What? You want to read it?
Okay. What must I be made for to win the game? Okay. We will answer your question. That is from TexOmin32. TexOmin32. What you have to do to win the game is, well, we're not telling you yet. You gotta stay tuned. We will briefly, in a little bit, tell you how to win that game.
Now, for Rust, again, you can find us on Twitter, which I'm guessing maybe how you got here, or maybe Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, and that'll help us get to 200, and then when we get to 200, we'll give away Rust.
Yeah, so but Brothers we're giving away tonight, so stay tuned.
Yep.
So this dog has been driving me nuts, man, and I'm losing some sleep over it.
Right, I was telling Katie, and she was like, why can't the dog go outside? And I was like, oh, you know, it needs its last round of shots or whatever. And she was like, the dog can go outside.
I know. But listen,
I was like, well, they're dogs, and it could be the owners.
The owner, yeah, it's the owners. They're overprotective a little bit of it about it. And, you know, we're respecting that, and we're trying to take care of it, but I don't think we can do it much longer, man.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when it's if you get your own dog, like, trust that, oh, man.
It's different. Yeah, I know. It's different. But, anyways.
Plus, it's like a, yeah, how old is the dog? It's like only a couple months.
3 months.
Old, right?
3 months.
Yeah, dude. It's like a baby, you know? Like, once they get to a certain age, you're like, oh, this is so much better.
Dude, I bought doggy diapers. I bought doggy diapers. It's crazy. But anyways, I digress. Let us hit up some news.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day.
I look so white. I look so white. Like, I can't, this camera, for some reason, I try to fix it, and it doesn't, and then it goes, well, back to white.
Yeah.
Anywho. All right, so.
My beard just disappears into, like, my hoodie and my shirt. It's just like, where does my neck?
It's just your really... chest goes right to hair.
I know.
it goes like beard, chest.
I'm just gonna start braiding this. Go on. So talking about the news, I'm just gonna be busy. I'm gonna find some beads and
we gotta focus. We're getting off track way too early in this show.
Yeah.
All right. So we have the list of Sundance Film Festival Award winners have been posted.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Where are those at?
People won.
Oh.
Move on. Moving
was
on.
Was anything good?
I don't know. You can look them up yourself. I just, under my notes, it just said move on.
Yeah. Okay.
Neil Blumkin is set to direct.
Blumkin?
Blumkamp. Blumkamp? Blump.
Blumkamp.
is set to direct Microsoft Halo Pilot. And if you guys remember, that Halo Pilot is being produced and by Steven Spielberg.
Yep.
So it's just a rumor at this point. Are you excited about a Halo movie and TV show? I know that there's been a lot of talk lately that, you know, over the years that one has been being made. And then, of course, that you see the shorts and even Microsoft doing their own. I think it was Halo 3 when they did the really cool live action scenes and stuff. And I think it just left people wanting it so bad.
I think it'd be great. I'm a little, I don't want to say skeptical or anything, reserved, I guess. I have some reservations about like what they're going to do. Because it is going to be, I don't really know what Xbox's plan is, since it's going to be like an Xbox Direct, like feature series sort of thing. So I don't know if they're going to try and make us like pay for it, or if they're going to be, because I have Xbox Live, is it going to be free, and what to expect from that. I don't know. I'm excited, but also I'm trying not to get too excited because it could completely suck, even with these huge names tied to it. Of course, Blomkamp says that he originally said back in 2009 after the project got dropped that he was never going to come back, that it was like a sore spot, you know, like, he put so much time into it, and then they pulled it from under him. He was like, yeah, I got District 9 out of it, but I don't want to... I'm not going back. So we'll see. It's just a rumor right now, but...
Are you a big fan of Ghost in the Shell?
That's all right. I'm not a huge anime person.
Well, for the people that are anime fans, I know that some of them might be out there. Rupert Sanders is set to direct The Ghost in the Shell. Or is it just Ghost in the Shell? I don't want to be rude to people, and just say and put the in front of it.
I don't think there's a the.
I don't think there is one either. But there's not much to report on it. They've been working on it. The adaptation for it's been in the works for years. Hasn't had a major update in about 5 years, and the script is in. It will be released. It'll be a 3D film, and that's all we know about it at this point.
Yeah, talks about Rupert Sanders possibly directing. He also did like Snow White and the Huntsman, and that right there is a turnoff to me.
You didn't like that movie?
What?
You didn't like that?
Seriously?
I haven't seen it yet.
Which one? Wait, okay. Which one's that one? That is that the
that's the that's one
the,
That's the one with the girl, this girl from Twilight.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart. Right. That's what I thought. And no, I didn't. Because it looked terrible.
Ashley saw it. She said she liked it a lot.
Well, okay. And yeah, she probably Ashley. Also liked Twilight, right?
I sat through the first one of that.
So, invalid.
Invalid. Other than that, there's not too much movie news going on this week. I know you wanted to touch on some Star Wars related rumors.
Yeah, there was some stuff earlier this week. Carrie Fisher told TV Guide that she and Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill were in fact coming back for Episode 7, and everyone kind of went, "Duh, we know."
Right.
That same day, Mark Hamill went and did an Ask Me Anything on Reddit.
Oh, I heard that was amazing,
dude. It was so good. It was one of the few ones that I've actually like stuck around for like almost like, the entire time it was happening because his answers were very humble and honest and good. And of course, someone asked, you know, Carrie said this. What can you tell us? And he said, I think I posted on our Facebook page was just the only character I know for sure confirmed to come back is R2-D2, and he won't stop beeping and pooping about it. And then he posted a little bit after that and said, like, seriously, nothing is set in stone. Once I know something, you'll know because I'll make sure I tell everyone. So it's kind of like, well, what's happening? Like, why is she saying this and he's saying that? So there's that, as always. Still kind of like, oh, it's happening.
Maybe. Yeah.
And then I think it's the Latino Review says that Pixar is in fact making a Star Wars animated movie.
I think we touched on that last week, didn't we?
I don't remember if we did. It's the thing as we... I don't remember. All this news is kind of blurring together, but I feel like that was a since the last show. And then one other piece of news that has nothing to do with Star Wars. Quentin Tarantino was supposed to be making a movie, a new Western movie called...
Oh, yeah. How could we forget this?
Yeah. The Hateful Eight. I was really looking forward to it. He was talking about having like Bruce Dern in it. And his Django Unchained was so amazing. I was really looking forward to it.
I don't know how he would top that.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's the thing. It's Tarantino. So I was really looking forward to him doing another spaghetti Western. And it was, you know, people were really pumping it up. And then the script leaked. And then he just said, nope, not doing it now. And
He only gave it to three people as well, just the actors. And one of the actors, he goes, he clearly went out of the way to say, listen, I know it wasn't these two.
Yeah.
And so he called the I don't remember who it was that leaked it, but he called him out.
Yeah. He's trying to sue Gawker for them. I don't know if they released it or what, but he backed off the film. He's saying he's not going to make it now. And what a baby. Like, that's all I can think of.
But wouldn't you feel stabbed in the back as well if like somebody took your art?
I would be like, okay, well, I'm not hiring you to be in this movie now. And like, okay, guys, let's go change things so it's not the same script. But then I would just go on a whole thing of just being like, nah, y'all just got like the first draft. That's not what the movie's going to be like at all. And then just, even if it is the same, like just bullshit everyone so they don't take it seriously. Like discredit the leaked script so badly that like no one could possibly believe that's what you're going to make. And then even if you end up making it, they're just like, God.
Oh, we got tricked.
Yeah. But instead it's like, oh, he took my script. No, I'm not going to make the movie. It's just such a little bitchy move. I'm sorry. It makes me mad because it's like it would have been awesome, and he's just being a little whiny baby about it. Speaking of Twilight, the author for that book did the same thing. She wrote this. She was starting to write another book from like Edward's point of view. Same thing. A couple of chapters leaked, and she just totally gave up.
She just
nope, not writing this book anymore. Like, fuck you, I'm not going to write it because you stole my chapters. And it's just like, one, you are, at this time when this was happening, like you were one of the, you're on top right now as far as like young adult literature goes. Like everyone's reading your stupid books. And because like two chapters leaked, you're going to stop? Like that people were reading it like, holy crap, I want to read this book, then you would have made even more money off that book. Like, and just to stop it because two chapters leaked, it's ridiculous.
That's really dumb. Yeah, people get to, I mean, when, you know, they get a big head and all of a sudden they think that they rule everything, but they still need a paycheck. They still need to pay the bills. Let's jump into the box office, how that did this week. Coming at number five, we got Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, making $8.8 million for a total of $30.2 in 2 weeks. Number four is the movie that will not leave. Frozen, coming in at number four, making $9 million for a total of $347.8 million in 10 weeks.
It finally dipped below 10, but they're about to re-release it like next weekend with or this upcoming weekend as a sing-along. So these numbers are going to bump right back up.
I want to go. You want to go with me?
No, it's all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Number three is The Nut Job, making $12.3 million for a total of $40.3 million in 2 weeks. Number two is Lone Survivor, making $12.6 million for a total of $93.6 million. And number one for the second week in a row is Ride Along, making $21.2 million for a total of $75.4 million. What's really interesting is that this has gotten really crappy reviews, but it's the numbers are there. And it looks like it's pretty great, and I really want to go see it now.
Really? I mean, I've even heard from people that have gone to go see it that they're like, yeah,
it's terrible.
Okay. Yeah, not terrible, but just, yeah, it's not that good. Yeah. I guess just looking at what else has come out in the past few weeks, I mean, okay, I guess you have Jack Ryan, but no one cares about Jack Ryan anymore. I Frankenstein came out this week. It's at number six with only 8.3. Like, no one cared about that because they undersold it, and then it looked bad.
Hey, I wanted to see it. January is known for the studios to put out all the crap movies that they know are not going to make money. Like that's it's a well-known fact that in Hollywood it's just like, all right, things that have gone off the rails, things that aren't going to make money, well, let's just push them out in January, hope to recoup some money and then reboot, to speak. So anywho, it is time. You better drink some water because your voice acting is needed.
Yep.
Voiceover audition.
I don't understand what is happening with my audio.
Yeah, I don't know why that was so low.
Yeah, and then strange. Anywho, always something new when you're live. Always complications. This week, Doug will be auditioning for a new cereal about to hit the market called Captain Frosted Jacks. This is a tie-in with the upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So without further ado, go ahead, Doug, and do your thing.
Is there another Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming out?
Yes, there is. So.
All right.
Welcome, Doug, to the audition. I don't know why you don't want to read this. My name is Jeremy. I'll be auditioning you for this voiceover role. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeremy.
Here's the script, and go ahead. Let's see what you got.
All right. I'm just gonna take the script here. And all right. All right, so he's a pirate. Oh, his name is... Really, that's his name? I can't even do it. It's so ridiculous. I even, like, kind of practiced it earlier, and I can't even get myself to do it now.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Hey, kids! I'm Toodle Doodle. I don't know what this is. Oh, man, hold on. That was, like, country. Captain Frosted Jack's first mate. Arr! There you go. There's the voice. Who sailed the high tides of milk? Oh, God, I lost the script. It went away. Sunk soggy flakes and battled spoons of doom in search of treasure. Oh, of the treasure map containing the location of the greatest cereal ever? Why, Captain Frosted Jack, of course. Yarr! And I'm actually going to move this over here so I can see it better. All right, where was I?
Captain Frosted Jack has sold many cereal bowls to bring you this nutritious morning meal. Packed full of the daily nutrients your body needs to be a swashbuckling pirate all day long. Yarr! What are you waiting for, mateys? Set sail for your nearest grocery store or win a box in a pirate game we like to call Shoot and Run.
Hold on, this really hurts my throat.
Don't forget to visit mycaptainfrostedjacks.com to learn how to be a pirate yourself. Ask your parent permission first, although pirates don't ask permission. That's rule number 874 of being a pirate. Okay, kids, Toodle Doodle has got to go wake up Captain Frosted Jack. See you on the rough milk sea, kids. Yarr!
That's ridiculous.
Bravo! Bravo!
Literally, Katie's in the other room going, what the fuck is happening there?
Has she heard any of these?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably just through the wall.
I can't stop laughing. It was Toodle Doodles.
Toodle Doodle.
Oh.
Toodle.
Toodle Doodle. Arrgh. I gotta say, that... oh, man, that was good. Oh, that was better than last week.
Oh, everything was better than last week.
Oh, I'm a French slob, Miss Biggie.
Oh, boy.
Let's go make some bacon, oui?
What?
Let's go make some bacon, right? And then like a euphemism for like getting it on.
Oh.
And she's a pig. So, our tie-in into the game section. Let's give away a game.
All right, let's give away a game. I know people are waiting to hear what we're going to do. For this game giveaway, we thought we'd do something simple. Super simple. Okay, Doug, start talking.
Okay.
Say hi to the fans.
Hi, everybody.
Now, look at Doug's face.
Mm-hmm. Look at it. Look at it.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
How old do you think Doug would be? The first person to Twitter us or Facebook us with an age that is close enough to his age, because I know that some people...
Or correct.
Or correct, yeah. Yeah. No, you can't be correct.
If you're close enough, let's see. You're about 5 years off. Close enough.
Close enough, you win. Wait, but I got it right on the dot. Yeah, no, you didn't win. So if you can guess how old Doug is, we will give you a game. How easy is that? All you got to do is guess an age, tweet us, Facebook us, text us, call us, do a mail messenger or a strip messenger. Yarg.
Yarg!
yeah, let us know, and you can win a game. Easy as that. Engadget has come out with their review of the PS Vita TV. If you do not know what this is, it is a small device about the size of the screen of a PS Vita. Think of like a Roku box, but for your games. So it hooks up to your TV, and you can stream PS Vita games to your TV. You can also stream. With their new service, you'll be able to stream all of your old PS3 games, PS2, PS1, eventually. It also has the PlayStation Network on it, the marketplace, so you can buy games, and you can also stream to it with the PS4. So if you have your PS4 hooked up into your living room and then want to play it in your office on your computer or big screen, you can hook up this little Vita TV to it, and you can play it. Pretty cool stuff. The reason why I brought this up was we're in the digital age of 1080p. Why come out with a box that can only do 720.
Because it's a Vita.
Carlos has guessed your age at 27.
Wait, who?
Carlos. He's a
real... Oh, hey.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, Carlos. Look at that. Didn't you just guess on Twitter, too? I just got a notification. Well, he did both, but he got it right here, so...
Wait, he got it dead on?
Yeah, dead on.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, he was the first to... he was the first one to get it, so you win. Yeah.
Carlos, congratulations. I'll send you the game. Wait, I'll get your deets on the Twitters if I don't already have it.
No.
It's possible. So congratulations.
Congrats.
I'm 27, so whoever said I was 30... I guess that's not too bad.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being 30. Look at this pretty face, and I'm 32.
Oh, well, way to give away the answer to next week's quiz.
Damn it! No! Great, now we can't run a show next week.
But we're canceled.
Everything was dependent on my age. All right, so, and some more console wars. I know Doug was probably looking at this this whole news thing and going, why is Jeremy keep posting things about PS3? PS4. Listen, I'm not, okay? I love both systems. It just so happens that the PS4 might be better this time around. Tomb Raider has come out and said that the frame rate differs between the PS4 and the Xbox Bone. You're going to get 60 frames per second versus 30 frames per second. This isn't the first time that this has happened. A couple of the launch titles for both systems ran faster on the PS4 than the Xbox One. Now, does it matter when you have just one of them in front of you? I don't think it'll matter too much. I don't think you're going to notice a huge difference. But it does bring up the question... You know, is the Xbox One a little bit harder this time around to develop for? Because it does have a custom CPU chip that now they do have a regular CPU chip, like almost the same exact one as the PS3 or PS4. But the difference is they have a... This hasn't been reported a lot of, but it does have another performance chip that people can tap into.
Well, that's the thing. It's they've made it to where they, you know, like the PS4 has, you know, X amount of gigs of RAM or whatever, then the Xbox One has less than that. But that's because it has this little other processor in it that is supposed to help boost that along. So there's technically running, I think the PS4 is still a little bit faster, but it's just minute because of this chip. So people are like, oh, it has 16 gigs of RAM in it. And it's like, well, okay, but yeah, but the Xbox can do just about as much. But because it has this little chip in it, which is, I know what you're trying to talk about.
Good. Right. But it does, now, Microsoft Senior Director of Product Management came out and said that, I believe that the differences between the PS4 and the Xbox One is not that great. And I know what's going on behind the scenes, and I probably have more access to information than some than a lot of people. Duh. Sometimes I think people tend to neglect the points that are in our favor, and they like to highlight the points telling me that we're wrong. He's saying that everyone wants to focus on the frame rate thing and the resolution, but it's a long console war. You know, I mean, it's a long drawn out space, and just with the last generation, people didn't start to see the full potential. The full potential of the systems until towards the end of their run, which was like eight years in, you know, and people were still like, we're finding power out of this thing. So I do believe that the Xbox One will get there.
Oh yeah.
And I do believe that they'll be matching, and some of their games will surpass what the PS4 looks like.
Well, going back to that chip, part of the problem is that right now is that they're making these games that just go straight to the RAM and stuff to get out, you know, the output and whatever, all this stuff, the graphics and whatnot But with the Xbox, they're having to like rewrite some of the programming so it goes, so some of that processing power goes to that chip instead. And that's where you're getting, they can totally ignore it, but that's where you start losing your frame rate and stuff. And it's just like the developers need to like realize that that's what they, you know,
need to tap into.
They need to tap into it. Exactly. That's why you've got these Xbox exclusives, which are looking phenomenal. But then you get these ones that are cross-platform, and the PS4 is obviously
beating it out.
Now, again, and the developer of this game even says, you know, he's like, our goal was to have it at a native 1080p at 30 frames per second. So, like, what the Xbox One will be doing is what they intended it to do. It's just that the PlayStation 4 has the ability to take it farther because of the way that they, I guess they built this game for the PlayStation.
Because they're grown up, and the Xbox One's still like a whiny teenager.
What?
Do you game much on your handheld? On your PlayStation? I mean, PlayStation. On your iPhone or Android? What do you have? You have an iPhone, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you have games on it?
You know, a couple. Just a few here and there. Not a whole lot.
Now, if you had a controller on your screen, like physical, physical keyboard, or keyboard, jeez, I cannot speak tonight. A physical gamepad attached to your iPhone or iPad, would you game more on it?
On my iPad, yes. Absolutely.
Well, you are in luck. SteelSeries has just announced, and they're bringing to the market, that the iOS 7 gamepad is going to launch. They originally announced it for $99. They're going to release it for $79.99. Now, the only problem that this has is I really hope that these start to take off because Apple has native controller support now. So all anybody has to do is map the on-screen controls to physical, you know, so A means A, jump.
Right.
So I'm really hoping that people will adapt to these. Because of the fact that I think that it is a much needed thing for these phones. Like I saw that Logitech came out with a G series, the G series case that has the keyboard, I mean the controller on it, and it's very appealing to buy it. You know, because you're spending $50 on a controller instead of spending $300 or $200 on a DS or a Vita.
Right.
And I think I would play more. Would you play more if you had one of these?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they even got a list of some of the games that obviously that it's already supported or supports it, like San Andreas and Limbo and Bastion, which are all games that I have and play. So not obviously not on my iPad, but I would. And games like Walking Dead, like the first season, you know, is also on my iPad. And that's one that I would definitely play with a controller. It's a little weird on an iPad.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Don't you think, like, you're walking around and you're like, all right, well, let me just take this controller out and hold on, let me put the iPad on my legs now or stand it up on the table and start. Here we go. Here, all right. It's just one more thing to add to your back pocket, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I kind of like the idea of the iPhone one, because you can actually, you know, you put it on your iPhone and it's just a part of the device, and that's that. You just roll with it.
Is it like a case, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's a case, and it goes on the phone. It's an actual case, and then your controllers go out to about right there.
See, that would, I mean, at that point, you're just playing again with like a one of the Game Boys or like the Vita or something, and that for the phone makes sense. For the iPad, I think these controllers make more sense.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. So, have you ever watched the big? The gentleman who is overweight on YouTube, he goes by Boogie 2988. He smashes the Xbox outside and he's like, damn it! Don't tell me what to do!
I've probably seen them.
And, he's come out today and said that Microsoft and mostly all these companies, game companies, will put them under contract to list and show their games on their channels, and they're buying positive influence on YouTube.
I saw something came out, I think it was late last week, talking about how Machinima, I think it was Machinima mostly, and then Microsoft also's name was dropped, and everyone was like, focus on Microsoft, but they're like, it's like, we didn't focus on Machinima, but how they would, yeah, they'd buy good reviews from YouTubers. Like, know, here's a little incentive if you give our game a, you know, 9 out of 10.
Now, don't you remember just, what was it, 3 years ago, maybe four, that game, GameSpot did the same thing where, terrible game, just an atrocious piece of crap. Kane and Lynch came out, the first game. They rated it like 100, you know, and we're like, this is a great game. Come to find out, they paid them large sums of money for advertising, and in turn, they gave them a great review. And they suffered a huge, just people trolled the crap out of them. People quit. People got fired. It was a mess over there for a little while. So I'm really surprised that things have not blown up more over this YouTube stuff, but maybe it's so underlined and no one really cares, or, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is I think it's not, you don't have one of the top like gaming websites, GameSpot.
Who'd you say? GameSpot.
GameSpot. Right. Yeah. So the website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, they're a little more well known than most of these YouTubers and stuff that are being, now granted, these YouTubers do have a couple thousands of followers, you know, people that are subscribed to their channel and watch their videos and stuff. But when it comes to like, oh man, did you hear what Boogie2988 said about this game? Versus, you know, you're not going to hear that as much as you are going to, hey, did you see what IGN or GameSpot said about this game? So like, one, like, and he even says, like, this isn't surprising, this has been going on forever. Like, it's because they probably, I mean, they probably knew, like, this is a market you could tap into where no one's going to give a shit because it's just some dude on YouTube reviewing a game. So, like, what does it matter if we pay this one guy to say nice things? Because he doesn't influence the market as much as...
Yeah, that's true. It's just sad.
Stupid, but...
Really sad. I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish that people would, like, I wish that every game company and every console maker would stand behind their product and just be like, you know what? Here it is. It's going to be awesome. You know, and stand behind it, just be like, good or bad, it's ours. And let's not buy our way to the top. It's unfortunate.
It is. I mean, I wish people would pay us to do reviews of games, though. Good or bad, I don't care.
All right, well, there you hear it. If you want to pay us, we'll do your
review. If you want to pay us to review your game, we'll do it.
We just did a story on it. And you're like, yeah, don't pay me. I don't care.
Man. Oh, man, I'll give you a bad review. Don't get me wrong, but if you want me to review it, you can feel free to send me the game or, you know, send me some money.
So we have another segment that we're about to do here called Pitch It. This is where Doug and I will go ahead and kind of pitch our idea to an executive about it could be a movie, could be TV show, could be a comic book character like we did last week. This week we are pitching a book.
Book.
From scratch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll decide what to create. Drama, a caper, an action, anything of course is up in the air. We will leave out very minute details, of course, because we could go on forever with this since it's a book. But I kind of had a thought, and I didn't want to tell you earlier in the day, but usually I try to think about this stuff on the top of my head, but I know last 2 weeks you've been the kind of the base, and you've built the foundation of the and this week I wanted to
do it. I have nothing for this.
All right, so here we go. Check this out. I want to do a book, write a book based on the Six Flags theme park that was closed down in Louisiana.
Oh, that creepy one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so creepy. Because it got flooded after, I think, Katrina.
Yeah.
And it got, it just looks terrible.
And so, like...
Everyone listening, go Google it. It's weird looking.
Oh, it's so freaky. And some people have gone in there and, you know, it's just like... A lot of stuff has been left untouched. But it's really awkward. It's almost like Chernobyl, you know?
Yeah, just a lot of stuff just overgrown. And, of course, there's, like, graffiti and stuff on stuff now. And it just looks like a ghost town. It just looks gross because it's just, again, overgrown and... faded paint and stuff kind of falling apart.
So I'm thinking like kind of like a almost like a mystery horror kind of book.
All right.
Where maybe I don't know, maybe this group of kids, you know, start to visit it, and they like hang out there because it's their only place to go. They don't have any, they don't, you know, the friends and family and whatnot. And so this group of kids keep going back, but I don't know what happens from there. Maybe something mysterious happens in the beginning.
Okay, you're very unprepared for your own topic.
Dude, you're supposed to be helping.
All right, okay.
How are all you right. not so gaining any inspiration from
there's
this?
There's a group of five friends.
Okay.
And a dog that talk. I'm just kidding. And they're going to solve a mystery. And it was
Wait
old
a
man
minute.
Johnson.
Wait a minute. I know this movie. Oh. Or I mean this book.
All right.
Okay, oh, so Doug. Oh my God, this would be awesome. Okay, we'll do five. The five friends go, right? And they're going and hang out and all the time and stuff like this. But there are people, like maybe homeless or whatever, they are living there and they're just kind of tracking them and stuff. And they plan on doing like really terrible things to them, killing them and whatnot, and torturing them.
Wait,
and
the five friends are gonna kill these homeless people?
No. The five friends are just hanging out there, and they're like, oh, let's, you know, have sex with our girlfriends, whatever kids do these days.
They'll do lots of pot and
Doing pot. They're doing pot. They're doing all this other stuff, and then like the other, like the homeless people or whoever's like running it, you know, like the gang, whatever, is like in the shadows just watching them. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden the group of five friends get locked in to maybe one of the rides, right?
The House of Horrors.
Yeah, the House of Horrors or something. Let's be really cliche.
Just, yeah, that's all right.
You know, a couple of them start dying off. And while you're thinking it's this group of people that, you know, you see in the shadows that are coming, you know, it's not. And we're going to blow people's frickin' minds because it's actually haunted.
Oh, my gosh.
And it starts killing the elder and the homeless people.
That's an unfortunate day for the homeless people. Oh, they're homeless and now they're dead.
Yeah, the homeless people are dead from the haunted mysteries.
And then, okay, so but the kids barely make it alive because this is like post Katrina, man. They don't fucking care. Look at these ghosts, man. These are the people that so they were at work that day and their boss was like, "Nah, you can't leave."
So obviously this is going to be like a teenager book.
Yeah.
No, you can't leave.
No, well, I'm just trying to get in the of Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
2005. You can't leave. And locked them all in the break room, flooded. They all die. This is the ghost. Now they're ghosts. And they're just mad, you know, because it's like.
Should we switch this into, instead of like a horror film, should we switch this into like a survival and like all these kids got stuck there working or guests and stuff, and it's Katrina just rolls into.
Oh, no, that's not scary enough.
Okay. We'll stick with the ghosts.
So, but these are the ghosts. Yeah, the ghosts now, because these are like mad ghosts. These aren't like your, you know, like Casper.
So they're pissed off teenagers who have a lot of like built up rage and.
Yeah, and they died that way. And so now like their energy and stuff is just like, anybody that comes in here, dead. We're dead in them all. All right. So you're already scared because like you know that these homeless people are after these kids and they're just going to like mutilate them and have sex with their corpses and smoke pot out of their butts or whatever they do.
God.
I don't know what homeless people do.
We'll just assume that they do that.
I'm really just saying stuff just so Jason will text us tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so anyways, that's how the book starts. And so you're like, you know, you're kind of stressed out. And then all of a sudden, like, cause you don't really know about the ghost. Like maybe it's just like an urban legend that's brought up at the very beginning. Like, oh man, we should go to the haunted place. Cause all the people that got killed there because their boss like locked them in a room and then
they
drowned.
Hear the story.
Yeah, and then like, okay, but then like, oh man, no, this has nothing to do with ghosts. This is all about like hobos killing people. And then it's like, no, it's about ghosts, because now the ghosts are killing the hobos, but the hobos are still coming after the kids. And then now the ghosts are coming after the kids too, and the kids got to get out.
I knew you would get into this.
But they're locked in because the ghost locked them in because retribution, bitches.
Print that book now. I want my advance.
Okay, and then in the epilogue.
Oh my god.
This is how we make it a series, man. Two kids get out.
Okay.
Out of five. So we lost three. I mean, it happens. One got we
one died from rape.
Yeah. And bum smoke. You know. And okay. And so like they're like making their way out, and then one of them kills the other one.
What?
As they're walking out. Yeah, man. This is where it gets dark. And then they like with their blood paint a pentagram on, and they summon the spirits back from the dead because they're gonna take over all of Louisiana.
So they have a ghost army.
Yep. Starting in New Orleans, gonna take over the United States. Bam! We just got Game of Thrones style. Like,
we just lost 15 viewers.
Nope. That's what makes it a series.
Man, I can't wait
show
to.
Up and you got the cops, and you got ghosts, and you got like all of like.
Oh my gosh! And then all the ghosts, sit there and take over human bodies, and they walk around like normal people.
So and we start with one.
And the book name is called The Normals.
The Normals?
Yeah. The Normals.
Bum smoke. Part one, bum
and
smoke.
And then it cuts to... And then we can even have a series to where it's like... We have the characters going to watch the Saints play. And at the Mercedes Dome, and they just watch ghosts play football, but with a spiked ball, and then they start throwing the spiked ball at the kids who are alive. What? And then Drew Brees' ghost is like, "Catch this," tagline. That's under the book. Catch this.
Ridiculous.
Why can't we ever be serious with these?
I don't know.
Anywho, Doug, I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what you're watching. I want to know what you're reading. I want to know what you're wearing.
Oh. I've got a Henley on. It's really nice and comfortable because it's so cold.
Doug,
outside.
You have ruined this intro.
And then I've got... a hoodie on? An intro? Are you going to play a song?
Yes, I was going to play a song, but I don't think you want me to anymore.
You asked me what I was wearing, so I was telling you what I was wearing.
Continue. Tell me what you're wearing.
And then some pajama pants. That's it.
Awesome. Doug,
where's
can
the
you do
song?
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you stall?
I'm trying to stall.
Because something happened, and it's
gone.
Oh,
no.
Hold on. Here we go!
Are you watching closely?
Dance, Doug, dance!
This is all I got.
Alright, Doug. What have you been watching, reading, or playing this week?
Okay, still reading Harry Potter because I'm in the second book now. Oh, yeah. I got out of the first one finally. On volume 9 of Fables out of like 17 or more, so I've got a while to go. And still playing freaking Assassin's Creed 4. Played some Stanley Parable this weekend, which was a great game. I don't know if you've played it yet. It's hilarious.
Have not.
It's good. And then I've been watching Lilyhammer on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. It's got Steven Van Zandt, who you may know from the E Street Band or The Sopranos. It's about a mob boss who rats on another like mob boss in New York and goes into witness protection and moves to Lilyhammer, like Norway, I think it is. Norway. And I'm on season two. I think season three is supposed to start here soon. Again, it's a Netflix original, which really what this means for this case of this show and like Derek was that it actually aired like one season or two seasons aired somewhere else. And then to bring it to the United States, they brought it to Netflix. So it's a Netflix original. It's English and they also speak Norwegian. There are subtitles, so it could be, if you don't like reading, then I don't recommend it, but it's funny. And cause he's like, you know, he's a Italian like mobster trying to make a life in Lilyhammer, like middle of freaking nowhere, Norway. It's hilarious. Great cast. This has been a fun show, so I recommend it. Lilyhammer.
Lilyhammer.
Yep.
Okay. I'll rock with that. I have not, I've been reading just my, I've been continuing to read my Joker comic. And then I've played Rust. As you know, I've been playing a little bit of Rust.
You didn't really talk about how much you were, if you liked it or not. You said you had some stress added in your life, and you talked about that, but then you didn't
Rust? Okay, listen, I recommend Rust to anybody right now. I'm not a huge fan of the survival series, but this game has proven to be just awesome. It adds so, like, it's so different of a game because there's no, like, storyline, and I've never, like, I've always wanted a story to push along, and I've always had games that have stories in them, and so to have a game to where I'm just kind of, like, enjoying the surroundings, and you're hanging out with friends, you have to have people, like, a little community to really survive. They drop you into the game, you're given a stone, some fire, and that's it, and it's like, go. And your first thought is, I need food, I need shelter, and I hope I don't get eaten or killed by another person. So, like, at nighttime, you don't use your, you cannot use your, you try not to at least, your torch. You try not to torch up because people will see you. So you're just like, and you're trying, and you can't log out. You can't log out in the middle of nowhere because when you log out, your body actually goes to sleep right where you logged out. And so somebody can just come up and kill you.
How do you log out?
No, you log out, but your body stays in the game. It's forever there. And so you have to go inside your house and log out so you don't get killed. But you can still get killed because somebody can use a C4 blast and knock out one of your walls and then get into your house.
But that's ridiculous.
C4 is so expensive in resources that, you know, people don't usually do it. So you have to build up your base around your house and stuff like that and try people. It's ridiculously, it's awesome. It's so cool. And then you build little storehouses inside your house. So that way people have to blow those up too in order to get to your stuff. And it's a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun. I recommend it to anybody.
Yeah. So, okay. When you log in, I mean,
do you pick a server? The servers are up to 200 people strong. So, so you pick a server, and then you're dropped in without any instructions whatsoever. You have to craft everything by hand. And so, I killed a boar, and I was getting really hungry. I was almost. I was down to like my health was getting ridiculous. So I decided that, okay, I killed this thing. I have meat in my inventory. Let me eat the meat so I can get, like any video game, I'm going to eat the meat and it's going to, and I won't be hungry anymore. Nope.
Right.
Eat the meat, get poisoned from eating raw chicken.
Really?
Yep. And so I was like, okay, well, let me make a fire then. So I had to make a fire. And so I had to get wood and rocks, and I made a fire, and then I cooked the chicken, and then it was ready to eat. Like, every single thing that you can craft has a purpose in that game.
Yeah, it sounds like Minecraft.
it's like Minecraft, but it has zombies as well.
So it is Minecraft.
And no, it's like DayZ and Minecraft mixed. But with real world graphics, so not blocks. Doug, get on my level.
I'm sorry. So like, I don't know. If you want to play with friends and stuff,
you can all log on to the same server.
Yeah,
you all log on to the same server, mm-hmm. and you can band together and let people into your home, and then you share resources and stuff, and you can start building up a little town and stuff like that.
That sounds like fun, but man, I hate like stressful stuff where it's like, oh God, I hope there's another player that's going to kill me.
It's open world PvP.
Yeah. Around the time that DayZ, I think, originally kind of started to come out, when it was still an Arma 2 mod, there was another game that came out called, at the time it was called WarZ. I think that's been changed to...
Oh, God, that game was terrible.
But you know what made it so terrible? Because we played it at work, like, the first week it came out, was just campers. That the people would just sit outside the spawn points, and anytime you dropped in, they would just murder you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at that point, these people that would do that would have these obnoxious guns. So you'd just be, like, middle of the night crawling on the ground. Because the zombies were never the problem. It was always the other players.
Really?
And all of a sudden, you're sniped. And it's just like, what? I just logged in. Like, what the crap? Like, they had to put in, like, safe zones and stuff. And so that's my fear with a game like this, where it's just like, I just logged in. I'm dead. Like, come on, man.
No, this is different, because you get put in there, and you... It's a pretty big space, so you don't get in and start getting killed. And the difference is there are sniper rifles, but they're terrible aim. And you really, like, everything you need to craft can be stolen from you instantly, because when you die, you lose everything.
Yeah.
And so it's really tough to build up your empire to kind of... I mean, if you're going to go into a server that has 200 out of 200 people, I'm sure there's going to be instances that you're going to die.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, it's been a lot of fun for me, and it's been fun. It's just been a blast. I don't know how many more ways I can say fun, but go get it.
All right,
go pick it up. I'll play with you. Come with me.
Yeah, and again, if we get I think another 80 followers before noon tomorrow,
we'll give that game away for free. So
that's right.
Well, I hope that everybody enjoyed listening to our show. We will be back next week for some more debauchery.
Well, hopefully not debauchery.
Oh, okay. Well, until next week, Doug, I want to see you dance.
All right, let's do it. What am I supposed to be dancing to? Is there supposed to be some music? Hey, can I hear the music this time?
Yep.
Are you sure? Last week we just sat here dancing. Looking for a hottie to bone.
I got a drink in my hand and it just called Buffalo. See you guys.
Adios. Bottles in the house with models in the VIP.